I'm here with Mark Tullio. Now, none of you know Mark, but you should, because these guys here at Xprint Server, we've been stealing their Wi-Fi to do all the live shows back to you guys. We'd have been lost without him. And he said yes to it, even after we'd already stolen it by that point, but he said yes anyway. So if you've got any needs, you need to talk to Xprint Server. What are people going to get from you now?
Sure, they're going to get the ability to print from their iPad or their iPhone, and also now from any of their Android devices. All you have to do is open up the box, plug it into your modem or router, and that's it. 30 seconds, you'll be able to print. There's no apps to download, no software, no configuration. You'll find all your printers, all your iDevices, configure them automatically. Supports an unlimited number of printers and users.
Right.
That's it.
You're not limited by the make or model of your printer?
We support a little over 4,000 models right now.
This is a good chance.
So there's a good chance, and all the big ones. So whether it's we work with HP, Toshiba, Ricoh, Xerox, Brother, so you name it, and every day we're adding.
You literally break open that box, get your unit, put it into the system, go.
That's it, just plug it in.
How much?
This is the consumer one, it's $99, 10% off of the show. The office one, the one for businesses and enterprises, $199, and that provides a little bit more functionality on the back end, so different security, some accounting features. So think about a hotel, they want to charge back people who are printing at the hotels, so that's those kind of features.
Okay, that's cool.
So $199 or $199, depending if you're a consumer or a business.
So from my iPad, I see the interface and I get a prompt that says print to...
It works. There's a native menu, and anything you're doing on your iPhone, there's a little arrow, you click on it, and there's a print function that most people don't even know about. It click print and all your printers will show up on there.
Now we're 50% UK listeners and 50% US-ish. Can we get this in the UK or not?
You sure can. Half our business is in Europe.
Right.
So you sure can. You can get it on Amazon, Best Buy, our site, about 30 or 40 other e-tailers and retailers. So it's a worldwide product.
Brilliant. So just go to it, search on Lantronics or search on Xprint.
Either one. Search on printing from your iPad, you name it, whatever you want to search on.
And you owe him, because you wouldn't have seen us at all without him. So make sure you support him. Thank you.
Cheers, mate. Thanks a lot.
Excellent.
Okay, so we're now here with Trunks and Sandra, who are going to tell us. She's going to tell us all about the app. And so it's the photo app that lets you snap, organize, and store forever.
That's right.
So what's kind of what else can you do with this app? Is it just a photograph app? Is it photos?
It's an app that we allow you to capture pictures. You can actually take pictures and video within the app, and they go directly to the cloud.
Okay.
We also have a cool feature called EchoPix, which is photos with sound. So we can take as many pictures as you like and capture up to 1 hour worth of audio.
Oh, wow.
And
right.
That goes on straight to the cloud as well.
Okay.
And then we also organize everything for you. So we unify your photos that are living in Facebook, Instagram, on your device, and on your computer. So we have a desktop uploader. So we take all of those pictures, all those memories that live scattered everywhere,
sure,
and we unify them for you. Okay. We store them for you in the cloud, and we also have multiple ways to organize those pictures. So we have a tagging functionality that allows you to categorize your pictures by certain subjects.
Okay.
I like to take pictures of my cat.
Okay.
So I like to have pictures of my cat.
Who doesn't?
Readily accessible, and so I can always show people or my family.
Okay.
One thing I wanted to mention is that we're actually the official photo app of Macworld.
Oh, wow. Right. Okay.
Yes.
Cool.
And we just launched a feature here for Macworld specifically, which is called Shared Pics. And what that is a collaborative photo album.
Okay.
So we have all the attendees here that are contributing pictures from their experience here at Macworld, and everyone can see those pictures.
All gets grouped together. That's
right.
That's nice.
Right. And then another use case would be, obviously, friends and family who want to be able to share pictures privately and in a sense, and also in real time. And
it's like a family gathering or something like that.
Exactly. Right. And, or you go on a trip, perhaps, this actually happened recently to me. I went on a girls' trip, and we were all taking pictures. We didn't necessarily want those pictures ending up on Facebook,
sure,
but we did want to share them amongst each other.
Of course, yes.
And rather than sending them via email to each other one at a time, what we can do is now have a shared album and everyone can have access to that.
On the audio ones, is that you choose music to go over the top, or is it kind of, so for example, if I took a photograph of you just there, we'd get kind of the ambient noise of the show.
The ambient noise, exactly,
right,
yeah.
Okay.
So one way to use it might be at a show like this,
mm-hmm,
where you see a speaker and you don't want to be holding your phone up the whole time,
mm-hmm,
so you can take a picture of the presentation slides, put your phone down, and still capture what the speaker is saying,
okay,
and it does capture up to 1 hour.
Oh, Okay, so as soon as you hit the snap button, it just carries on recording until you hit again.
That's
so
right.
It basically does a video by all that takes the first still.
It takes the first still, and you can have multiple stills. So
you can keep taking
slideshow. Exactly.
That's very nice. And so can you put together your photographs as well, and kind of put music over the top of them if you were to do that kind of post? Or
we
is that not really
that,
what that does?
We don't have that functionality
right.
yet,
okay.
but that's a great idea. I love it.
And so the app's in the App Store, is it?
The app is in the App Store. We're also available on Android.
Okay.
And we're free, and we are offering unlimited storage from now until April 30th.
Oh, wow, okay.
And with that, that means is that everything that you upload from now until April 30th, mm-hmm. that's your baseline account, and that will be yours free forever.
Awesome.
And then after that, we'll be launching with two different plans, a free plan and a paid plan. So we'll be making an announcement about our pricing.
Okay. So, and if folks want to know more about this, this is tickets, trunks.com?
Trunks.me.
Trunks.me, okay.
Trunks.me, yes.
Okay, trunks.me. So if you want to have a look at that, trunks.me, and if you sign up for April 30th?
Before
April
30th, everything that you upload from now until April 30th will be free.
That's great. Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
We're here at elephantel.com.
Yes.
We're at elephantel.com. This is JR. You wouldn't. I said Paul should do this interview because he's JR, I'm Ewan. JR Ewan. Elephantel saved our butt yesterday. We got we got a very kind offer from Sennheiser. You know, all of our coverage has been supported by Sennheiser, giving us a great mic. But one of the things we couldn't do was mount it to the iPad Mini. And JR here very kindly gave us one of these devices, the ELE. You saved us yesterday, mate. You absolutely saved us. This thing held the camera. It kept falling off at the end, but that's because of the weight of the camera, not the device. These things, this sticks like glue.
Yeah.
So, tell us about what the product is.
So the product is a universal mount. It has two polyurethane pads, one on each side. Stick it on a phone. You could use a case, no case, multiple phones, a tablet. You could use it in a car. You could use it at home on a desk. If you're into photography like you guys,
yeah.
Just unscrew the base as a standard for a 20 camera thread, put it on a tripod and take some nice iPhone photos. Yeah, so we use it all day long in our car. Like, on a trip we would take pictures and go back to the hotel, use it on a desk. Yeah, so it's pretty universal, and regardless of like the generation of your phone, it'll keep working. So you only have to...
That's right on there.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm almost worried about it because it's only an iPhone 1 there.
Yeah, so all you have to do is rock it, peel it, and no residue.
Yeah, that is super sticky to my fingers. So
yeah. And when it gets dirty, all you do is run it with water.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask because we had this big problem yesterday that we were touching it to get it on and off, and the problem was we were getting fat off the skin and stuff like that onto it.
Yeah.
How do I go about making sure it reattaches?
So all you do is stick your fingers in water, rub it with water, let it air dry for a couple minutes, and it should restore to itself.
Here's one he made earlier.
Yeah, a little stickiness, and then just plop it on there again. Stuff right there.
Wrong side.
Yeah. Put it on there. Sorry, this wet. Is all wet, yeah. But yeah, you get the point and it sticks.
Yeah, if you get any amount of water in there, it does reduce the...
Yeah, it does reduce.
So you've got to let that go till it's real back tacky again. You've got to let that go till it's real. I'll edit, don't worry, mate, it's fine. And we've got to edit that, we've got to go, you've got to let it go real dry so it's back to the tackiness. But I've got to say, I mean, I just... there with the iPhone, HTC, nothing.
And we also have these, so you could stick them, say, on a wall, put your wallet, glasses, keys. Works pretty well.
I mean, you look at that, it's only actually half on, and that's still, that's not going anywhere. That's a heavy phone with a battery grip on it, so I think that's
six on skin.
Excellent job. Thank you ever so much for your help yesterday.
Yeah, no, thank you.
Have you got any other products, or is this is just your thing?
This is just our thing, yeah.
Brilliant. Excellent. Thanks ever so much,
Jeff. Yeah, no, thank you so much.
Go get one. UK listeners can get one? All our UK listeners?
Yeah, we ship worldwide, $79.99.
And what's the website?
It's elephantsella.com.
Brilliant. Thanks, man.
Thank you.
I am pig sick. Because we've got, I mean, poor old Paulie's got a Frankensteinian camera rig that we concocted yesterday with multiple items from Target. And we've been hunting around going, we could do with something that we could get everything in, like the iPad Mini, the shotgun mic, the whole lot. And
David, it was actually, it was
there
this
with you.
I was waiting for you guys. I was here, patiently.
David has given us a review unit, in inverted commas, out of sheer pity. Because the stuff that we've got here, it was functional, I'll give you that, but it is, there's no form.
You definitely have to take a picture of that and put it up.
From yeah. this to yeah, this. Tell us about
the iography.
The iography, yeah.
So it's a case I designed. I teach high school media and animation, and my kids shoot video like this and up and down. And I said, there's got to be a better way. And I didn't like the stuff out there.
Yeah, there is.
Like that. So I designed my own case. And we did a Kickstarter project. We were funded. Forbes wrote this big article on us, and it's been going crazy. The BBC uses it.
The thing is, this morning we're in the speaker's break room, and we thought we need to get something better. And a guy walks past
this
us.
This guy here.
I know. A guy walks past us with one of these. Pan round.
All right.
How you doing? That dude walks past us and we go, oh, where'd you get that? And we're hunting around on the internet. Surely they can get us one couriered over. Dude's right next to us.
Right here. Ready to
and
go.
It's taken us till 5:15 on day 2 to find him.
Imagine how day 3 will be now.
Day 3? Well, day 3 is the big filming day. Right.
Yeah, we are getting
started.
Excellent.
Thank you so much. How much do these retail for?
So they're $65, and there's a Macworld discount for $15 off, $50. Tons of different colors. The big one for the big iPad is here, too.
Okay.
So if you got the big 2, 3, or 4 iPad, $65. And this is coming out for the phone, $39.95.
Right. So good prices there. Now, the one thing that we haven't talked about yet that we need to mention is on the top here. Yeah, okay, you're holding the iPad. Yeah, you've got the sternness. But on the top here, you've got hot shoe mounts.
Shoe mounts on there, so any camera accessory at all will fit on that. Anything that they make for cameras will fit on that.
Like shotgun mics.
Shotgun mics right here, and there's a shotgun mic.
Yeah, and also we've got LEDs as well. So little LED panel on there.
Little LEDs, shotgun mics. I just took this to South by Southwest and covered the whole show with it. Very lightweight, you know, no problems. Great audio.
The lenses, is there a lens pack that you buy add on?
Yeah, so we sell the lenses too. They're 37mm lenses. They're very inexpensive, $20 a piece. Wide angle, 2x telephoto, or fisheye. You're good to go. Yeah.
You got it covered. So you've given us that as a review unit, right?
Yes.
Is that iPad Air or big iPad?
So that's the big iPad. The Air is coming out in the middle of April.
Okay.
And the
phone is one of those.
I'm sending you everything. I can't let you do that again. You're going to have everything you need.
It's a crime against humanity.
It's making my hurt.
Johnny Ive of you, so I can't cope with it.
Exactly.
You've got a business card, send us stuff through. We'll do a review, and it's got a review section in the thing as well. And if you want to give anything away as surprises to listeners for promotion,
I would do that too. Yeah, let's talk about that. Definitely.
Thanks, 100%.
Thank you guys. Right on.
Okay. You saved our lives.
I'll give you
after
money
the pulse
later,
had stopped. Thanks, buddy. Right, let's swap that shit.